Well, we've had a little bit of frost and the temperatures have been a little bit nippy, but that still doesn't have most of us thinking about sled dog racing. Talia Martins is thinking about sled dog racing, though. She is going to compete in the Alaska's Junior Iditarod in 2018, and she joins us this morning on the phone right now. Talia Martins from Brule, Wisconsin. Hey, Talia, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you along. Tell us a little bit about the Junior Iditarod. Of course, a lot of local mushers, Northland mushers, go on to compete in the not Junior Iditarod, the Senior Iditarod. Tell us a little bit about the Junior Iditarod.
Well, the Junior Iditarod is in Alaska. It starts in Willow, Alaska, and it starts on February 24th, 2018. It's 150 miles of beautiful Alaskan wilderness, and it's for ages 14 through 17, so this will be my only year to race.
Wow, at 16, right. Now, what's the difference between lengthwise? I did not look up the regular Iditarod. How does the 150 miles of the Junior Iditarod compare, for example, to the Bear Grease and or to the regular Iditarod?
Well, the Bear Grease has four different sections that you can race. There's the 40 mile, the 150, and then the marathon, which is 300 miles.
Okay. So it's about the size of the half marathon.
Yep.
To give folks a little bit of context. Okay. How long have you been mushing, Talia?
I was born into mushing. My mom started me off when I was a little kid. And at the age of 8 months old, I was on my first dog sled being pulled by one of our lads we had at the time.
So this is something that you know, a lot of kids do a lot of things when they're 8 months old, but they don't decide they want to do them as they get older. What is it about mushing that continues to draw you and makes you say, yeah, I'm going to train to do an Iditarod?
Well, I love dogs. I've grown up with them since I was little, and training them, I think, is the most important, best part of the whole process.
I suppose a lot of people are asking you know, are you going to be a dog trainer somewhere along the line? And at 16, you don't really need to have an answer to that question. But as you look at your life and some possible options, what seems like it might be fun to do?
Well, I thought of being a veterinarian when I get older, or go into like the military for dog training or something like that.
Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah.
So you've got some really high-powered mentors. Jamie Nelson, who is a multiple-year Bear Grease champion, is one of your mentors and trainers. And Ryan Reddington is one of your mentors and trainers. What are you learning from them as you work with them? Of course, lots and lots of hands-on practical skills. But what are some other things that you're taking away from your work with them?
Well, I'm learning patience. You have to be really patient with some of these dogs. A lot of my dogs that I'm running are a year and a half, so they're still kind of puppies. So I have to be really patient with them and consistent. I have to make sure they do the things that I want them to, and I have to be very consistent with training and making them do what I want.
How does your relationship with your dogs change when you start working with them regularly and training them regularly and starting to impose a little bit of discipline?
Well, they gain respect for you and a different, like, different from when they're just, like, pets and not doing anything that I've realized over this last summer training them. It's like they want to please you and want to do what you want them to do, but you just have to show them. And it's crazy how they change.
They really do. Not only as they grow, but as your relationship starts to change and have some more boundaries in it.
Yes.
Because dogs are big fans of people with no boundaries.
Yes, they are.
So talk a little bit about how you go about training sled dogs in the summertime, because that's always fascinating. These are dogs that have so much energy and burn up so many calories and can keep warm on the coldest of days just with all of the energy that they're expending. And it's got to be kind of a challenge to keep them comfortable so that you can train with them. Talk about what you do.
Well, in the summer, I do mainly obedience and agility. And I do this teaching them how to train, or teaching them how to pull one-on-one, a lot of one-on-one stuff with the dogs and gaining a relationship with them and their trust. And I also run with them.
Now, I know some friends who have huskies and some who have huskies that are companion animals and some that have huskies that are sled dogs. And the idea of doing agility with them, people kind of roll their eyes because huskies are really, they can be really, really independent and they can really be, you want me to do what? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Has that been a challenge for you?
Yes, a lot.
But it sounds like you're making it work.
Yes. You just got to be more firm with them, saying that you can do whatever you want, but you're going to do what I want you to do.
I like that. I like that. I wonder if that works with children. You can do whatever you want, but you have to do what I want you to do.
Yeah. Right.
Well, Talia, congratulations on your lofty goals. Are you going to think about competing in the Bear Grease at all before the Iditarod, or do you just have your sights set on heading to Alaska?
Well, I am leaving the week of the Bear Grease to Alaska, so I won't be able to compete in the Bear Grease, but I'll be competing in the Gunflint Mail Run in Grand Marais, the 100-mile one, the first week of January, not July.
Okay.
So.
Well, Talia, I hope we have the opportunity to talk with you again, and thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Talia Martins is training to compete in Alaska's Junior Iditarod at the very beginning of 2018, and she joined us on the phone this morning from her home in Brule, Wisconsin.